This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Cole Daniels and Kyle May are in the studios with us here today. I want to know, you know, it's a special sort of when you think about the community that is the runners, the writers, the people out there that do a lot of stuff. I don't know if you saw this story out of the Boston Marathon yesterday, but a couple who lost their baby at 9 months of age. And they went on to raise like $1 million for the cancer center there. And the guy wrote, you know, every mile was for a different kid fighting cancer across the country. It was pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's inspiring. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Chicago Marathon and on Sunday and then Boston on Monday. I know some people did both, but not very many. It's very emotional and very... seeing everybody running and out hitting their goals and just finishing their first ones and going through all that range. So we had several people from town that was their first marathon, several people from town that had pretty good results. It was pretty crazy.
Now, the Boston Marathon is usually on Patriots Day. I mean, clearly, you know, COVID is screwed with everything.
They moved it from the spring to the fall.
Right.
Hopefully the numbers were down and stuff, and they were still able to put it on and had pretty good attendance and everything. Same with Chicago. They were down, I think, like 10,000 or 15,000 people. You wouldn't know. There's like 30,000 people that did it instead of 45. But a lot of Europeans and stuff didn't make it over like in the past. There's still a fair amount of people along the course and everything. So
Like up there? I've never been there in person. I've known plenty of people who have participated in it, but I've never been there to see it.
As far as like what the crowd running looks like?
Yeah, I mean, you just think about a huge city like that shutting down, or at least the race
That's
course.
That's incredible in itself. So the run, depending on where you are, it can be pretty busy. It can be, you know, a 3 or 4 lane road and it's just wall to wall people. And it's hard. Like if you're running faster, it's hard to get through everybody. So, after a few miles, everybody kind of gets into a similar pace. There may be a few people, but yeah, it's just this mass of people going down the road. And the thing that's amazing to me is there's people all along the course. Like there's like a wall of people, no matter where you are. I don't know what it was like downtown, but in some areas it was 2 or 3 deep. But where we were, it was a single file along the course watching and stuff about mile 10. It's just a mass of people moving along and pretty incredible.
It's like a parade route.
Yeah.
And then here's your parade.
Did you see my sign I had?
No.
I had one that said worst parade ever.
Really?
Yeah. And people are like laughing. They're like, that's not too bad. I'm like, there's no candy.
Yeah.
So I had fun with some of that stuff. So we made signs. We were tracking a few people from town, and they have a really cool app, and you can actually like track them on a map on the app and see where they are. And it was like dead on, like, they should be the next block away. And we'd look for them, and then we'd yell their name and stuff, and we're getting responses from them. Even Clevenger running a 5-minute mile. He's in like the 5th group on the road. I'm like, Steven, and he's like waving at me as he's flying by. He had a pretty good run. He cracked towards the end, but still finished like 75th overall out of 30,000 people.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Yeah. Cracked at the end. What does that mean?
He was doing like 7-minute miles instead of 5-minute miles.
Yeah.
Which is still, man. Wow.
Come on. Give it a little effort next year.
Whenever you, it was hot. It was a little warm, a little windy and stuff. But yeah, it's amazing. You know, there's half marathons up there and stuff. I mean, the marathon's out of, you got to start somewhere. Even my kid that we went to visit kind of got a little bit of the bug about doing something like that down the road. So there is another half and full marathon in Indy November 6th. So we have some people from town going to do that. That's part of our training program too. I don't think anybody's doubling up. That's pretty close to each other.
Called the Indy Monumental Marathon?
Yeah.
What is that? Specifically the name?
The Monument Downtown Indy.
It
starts and finishes right around that area.
Okay.
So, and it's pretty flat there too, so it's a pretty nice event.
And then you got the Turkey Trot coming up on November 20th, so in the next month or so, a couple of runs. I wanted to ask you, and we'll bring Cole into this as well. You guys touched on this last time you were here, or at least a couple weeks ago when I was here, about, you know, doing your Christmas shopping early just because of the supply chain thing. I was watching a news story on this over the weekend. There's something like 500,000 containers sitting off the coast of California. they can't get enough workers to even unload these things. I mean, this is going to impact everyone. I mean, everyone across all lines of business. And I'm thinking that we need, you know, we always do this sort of Black Friday, or you think about all these things. We need to like be like a month ahead of that, right?
Yeah. Whenever I came on last week, I just read a thing that Amazon started their Black Friday stuff earlier, and some other companies too. Yes, supply chain issue. The bike side, Cole has been dealing with it for ever. 2 years now.
Yeah,
right. We're starting to see it an issue on the run, and now we're definitely starting to see it everywhere. So it's good in one part that whenever you explain to somebody that something is delayed, that they usually get it because it's affected them at some point. Trying to explain that 2 years ago to somebody, they didn't wrap their head around it. But yes, there's an issue with supply chain stuff. So yeah, start looking at Christmas stuff now. I've had shoes that I was supposed to get like at the end of August, no, into September and early October that haven't shown yet. So stuff is getting delayed.
So. Okay, but so you've got some selection now. I mean, people want to go
pretty
out.
Good right now.
Right now is the time to do it. Yeah. Otherwise, you may be looking at gift cards. You remember like when we were kids, well, not you, I'm older, but with the Star Wars toys, Nick, you know, they screwed it up. You know, they didn't realize the movie was going to be such a big success. And they sent that little piece of cardboard to kids at Christmas saying, yeah, you're going to get these toys next year.
Well, even like the Baby Yoda's not that long ago, right?
Right,
they didn't
right.
have those for Christmas.
It's like, here you go. You get a piece of cardboard and a promise. I don't know if it'll be that dire, but I think it is going to impact people more than they think, that just your normal shopping pattern of sort of waiting to Thanksgiving or after to do that.
Christmas Eve like me?
You're going to, well, yes, especially like you. It's only gift card. But people need to be thinking, like, I don't mean like with absolute urgency, but you head down there now, you get what you want to get, because a month from now, that may not be the case at all.
Yeah. I actually went to the expo Saturday and ran into Dave Zimmer, who owns all the Fleet Feet's up there.
Yeah.
There's seven of them in Chicago, and it's a pretty big store in our chain. And he was talking about supply chain stuff, and he's just buying as much as he can right now. Like, his inventory is way higher than normal. We had some factory shutdown in Vietnam. They just recently opened, but we were talking like this, everything's bottled up so much. We might not see the effect of that for a while because it can't even get over here. So yeah, it's crazy.
All right. We'll get to Fleet Feet and do your shopping.
Seems
right
like
now.
Kohl's, you're getting some bikes in and stuff right now. So it's a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. I've not been able to be selective on the stuff that comes in. I just take it all.
Yeah.
But it's a slower time of year to take on some inventory, so that's a little intimidating, but we'll roll the dice and throw some bikes on the shelf.
You have some kids' bikes right now, which is imperative for Christmas stuff.
Bunch of kids' bikes. Sold a Christmas bike yesterday.
Like, nice.
A family came in, and they were surprised to see it on the wall, and like, oh, we'll take it.
Are you doing layaways? Do you hold it for them?
For a little bit.
Okay. That's cool.
All right. We got to take a break. We'll be back with more Ride and Run. Cole and Kyle in the studios. Stay tuned. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee, locally indicated for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
What is health? It's living your best life every single day. And Memorial is here to help you on your health journey. Whether it's prevention, rehabilitation, or anything in between, Memorial connects you to the region's best care. And now, our name will reflect that. Introducing Memorial Health, the new name for all the places where you receive our care. From our 5 community hospitals to our dozens of care facilities, they're all united under one name and a new symbol. But Memorial Health is more than just a name change. We have also simplified the way you access our care, including a streamlined website, a straightforward approach to primary and urgent care, as well as a growing network of expertise and technology. Now, wherever you are, Memorial Health makes living your best life easier than ever. Welcome to the new symbol of health. See all the changes online at memorial.health.
Milliken University's 17-month evening MBA program is designed with the working adult in mind and is currently enrolling for the January term. The MBA programs in management and healthcare administration will allow you to gain mastery-level knowledge in all aspects of business. Whether you choose to learn in the high-tech classroom environment or take advantage of the flexibility to attend class virtually, you will graduate prepared to positively impact people, organizations, and communities. Learn more about Milliken's evening MBA program at milliken.edu/MBA.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday. Good morning and welcome. Can you believe we're at the almost midway point of October? Seems insane. A little later today, we'll check in with Mark Tupper, also Dale Coley, and the Community Foundation will be in as well. Nick, this Saturday will be the finals for Decatur's Got Talent. Over 35,000 votes on nowdecatur.com. We have the top 20 that are moving on, and they'll be at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater Saturday night. $5 a ticket. And by the way, all five of those dollars donated to a local charity. So yeah, pretty good deal.
That's a great deal. 20 acts.
For $5.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
Yeah. And don't mess with it. So we'll give you 40 next year.
We'll do it.
Be there till 2:30 in the morning. Thanks to all the sponsors for making that happen again. All right, Cole and Kyle are in studios. The kids' bikes are a great idea. What I love about and for parents out there who feel this way, I don't think you can put enough value on this. Like, you guys put the bike together, and the bike is put together. And like, have you ever tried to buy some thing in a box and put it together on Christmas Eve?
Yeah, I was just at a store in Chicago, and they had a bike on display that it was obviously they sent to him, and it was and the fork was on backwards.
Yeah.
So I really wanted to tell them that.
But that's the kind of service you're going to get there. No offense.
Yeah,
but
Cole puts his on front for the
right way.
Yeah.
Which helps when actually teaching the kid to ride the bike. A great idea. Give me some of the price points on the kids' bikes.
So we'll have a starting around 200, going all the way up to around 400, and it depends on the size.
Yeah.
We've got every size available for the kiddos. 12-inch bikes, which is basically we're just learning how to balance on the bike. I even have some balance bikes. These bikes don't even come with pedals.
Okay.
Just kind of coast down the driveway and learn how to balance.
Very cool.
Very neat. Yeah, very popular, too. 12-inch, 16-inch, 20-inch bikes, and then 24-inch bikes. 24-inch bikes top out just under 5 foot tall.
Okay.
Once you hit 5 foot tall, then we're looking at an extra.
Not the bike, the kid.
Correct. Okay. Yeah. Big bike.
Just 5 feet tall would be a pretty big bike.
Yeah.
All right. So you guys, if parents have questions, they come in, talk to you guys, you work it all out with them.
Absolutely. So a couple other things on kids' bikes. Kyle mentioned something about the layaway program. It's something that we do around Christmas time because it's kind of hard to hide a bike in the house. So come in, pick your bike out, pay for it. We'll hold it for you, put a sold sign on it, and then you come pick it up close to Christmas.
Okay.
And there
makes
you go.
A lot There's of sense.
Surprise.
Yeah.
And then we also do a kids trade up program to where as your little one grows, you bring that bike back to us. And we give you a value for it, trading up to the next size bike.
Okay, this is really interesting because you're not going to get this in the big box store either. So, the kid outgrows the bike. They want to come in and get the next, whatever version of that is. They bring the bike back to you, and you're going to have trade-in value on the next bike.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
And then he has some really nice used kids' bikes, too, if you want to go that route.
Yep, we'll be rolling those out around probably mid-November, but we've taken in a lot of kids' trades bikes this year, and I don't have any room on the showroom right now because all the new bikes, but we're going to polish them up, clean them up, get them ready to go, and get them all out on display.
All right. Tell me about some of the events that are coming up.
So this Wednesday, we've got our third cyclocross race of the year. That's a 10-week series, and last week was a little bit rough on my right shoulder. There's
He laid down during the race.
I got tired.
Okay. This doesn't help sell this, by the way. For most people out there, what happened?
There's a portion of the course where you cross a wooden bridge, and then there's a sharp right turn on the cart path.
Yeah.
And I slid across the bridge onto the cart path on my right shoulder, and my bike kind of flew over my head.
Okay.
He's at the front trying to set the fastest lap of the night and stuff.
So I got you.
He's going pretty hard.
There's bonus points.
Okay. Well, are you good?
Yeah.
A little sore?
A little bit. Yeah. The next morning was my birthday, so I felt extra old that day.
I know the feeling. I absolutely know the feeling. All right. So Sunday, November 7th is the big cross race of the season, right?
Yep. So that will be our big race. There's going to be people from all over the state coming in. That's a bigger series that we do once a year. We tape up the course. It's official registrations. There's going to be starters, and it's a neat event during the daytime. And again, cyclocross is probably the best cycling sport to spectate. because we only ride about a mile and a half lap, and then we come back to the start. So you pick your favorite spot on the course, come watch us race, and cheer us on.
All right, so this Saturday, Spin City is going to be one of the sponsors of the event in Kansas, Illinois.
Correct. Ilkansa, this is a it's sixth year for it. It's a tough race, and looking at the new routes for this year, it looks even tougher. So bring your A game.
All right, guys, we really appreciate it. And once again, address and business hours.
At 1088 and 1090 Westwood. Fleet Feet's open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, 10 to 4 on Saturday. And
1090 Westwood, right next door, same parking lot, different door. We are open Mondays, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Only closed on Tuesdays and Sundays. And generally it's 10 to 6, 10 to 4 on Saturday.
FleetFeedDecaturIL.com, SpinCity.co, if you want to check it out online. Kyle, Cole, thanks, we appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit NewhoffMedia.com.